This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. First, a little bit of good news before I start all the other news of the day. Dan Bongino, who's the co-owner of Parler, says Monday looks good for Parler to return online. Now, I don't know what that means, if that's a technical thing when he says online. Does he mean back online? Or does he mean only online, meaning Parler.com, and maybe it takes another week to get the app up on your cell phone? I don't know. But in some way, shape, or form, Parler will be back next week, and it looks like Monday. That's great news. I have 96,000 fans there. I hope that means you're not starting from scratch and starting all over again. I assume they're going to restore everyone's account, and it'll be right back where we used to be. I hope so. Parler back next week. Good news. And hopefully on a server that can never be taken down again, so we have a way to communicate. And it's interesting, because today I joined Gab, G-A-B, not knowing that Parler would be back, not knowing if Parler would ever be back. I joined Gab today, so now I'm on Twitter and Gab and Parler. Who knows how much longer I'll be allowed on Twitter? Can you imagine free speech not allowed in the United States? They can't ban you because you're black, but they can ban you because you're a conservative. Kind of reminds me of the old joke I told last time, about 10 years ago. I gave a speech in front of 500 Republicans in San Francisco, California, and I said, you know, it's great to be in a city where you could be openly gay, you can even be openly transsexual, but you got to be a closet Republican. That's where we are as a country now. You could be openly gay and transsexual. You could be black, no problem. You could be Latino. You could be an illegal alien, no problem. But God forbid you admit you're a Republican. You lose your job. You lose your career. You lose your resume. You lose your ability to vote. You lose your ability to speak. There is no free speech. You lose your social media. My God. Here's my column that comes out across the country on Sunday, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. The title is, The GOP Needs a Miracle to Win Elections in 2022 and 2024. Here it is. The GOP needs a miracle to win in 2022 and 2024. Here it is. Until now, I had no idea how dumb the GOP really was. Man, is our party dumb. The people who run the GOP are so dumb, they couldn't spell win if I spotted them the W in the I. First, they just let a presidential election be rigged and stolen from them. Now the leaders of the GOP won't even admit it was rigged and stolen. They're afraid, like little whiny snowflakes, of offending liberal activists, Democrat voters, assorted socialists, government bureaucrats, rhinos, woke corporate CEOs, the mainstream media, and the masters of social media. You know, all the people who conspire to actually steal the election? Don't believe me? Ask Time Magazine. Time Magazine just released a fascinating, in-depth story of how Democrats, liberal activist groups, media, social media, and shockingly corporate America all partnered in one big conspiracy to prevent Trump's re-election. Time admitted it was a conspiracy, quote-unquote. They admitted it was an alliance between left-wing activists and business titans. The whole detailed Time story reads like a confession of a stolen election. They admitted the game plan. This conspiracy was based on taking advantage of COVID, like we didn't know that, mail-in voting, like we didn't know that, last-minute changes in voting laws, like we didn't know that, gobs of corporate money back in the effort, and collusion by media and social media to silence any dissent. And now the delusional GOP leadership compounds the problem by ignoring reality. Republican leaders keep thinking they're going to win it all back in 2022 and 2024. Really? How? What's the plan? How will we stop the rigging and cheating moving forward? No one stopped it last time. Now Democrats are in charge. How will we compete if corporate America and all their money sides with Democrats? And then there's the illegal voter problem. I warned if elected in 2020, Democrats would open the borders to let millions of new foreigners in, legalize the 23 million illegal aliens already in the country, and use the power of government to make all forms of voter fraud legal. Don't look now, but it's happening exactly as I predicted. So the GOP is dead, finished, kaput. We're never going to win again unless you follow my plan. To quote Martin Luther King, I have a dream. I have a game plan that at least gives us a fighting chance to neutralize the Democrat advantage, compete, and win elections. Here's my plan. And it's inspired by my own listeners and fans who send me ideas all the time. First, money. Money is the mother's milk of politics. Democrats have all the money in the world. Biden raised record sums. Where did it come from? Well, a ton came from the biggest corporations in America. How will the GOP compete with that moving forward? The answer is to tell corporate America to go to hell. Former President Trump should remake the GOP as the party of the people, by the people, for the people. It's time to announce the GOP will no longer accept any corporate money. From now on, the GOP will be funded by the American people only. Ask every Trump voter to contribute $10 per month. 74 million Trump voters will be thrilled to fund a party that looks out for the little guy. Some may give $100 per month. Some may give $1,000 per month. But everyone certainly has $10 a month to spare in the Republican Party. So let's assume only 50 million Trump voters agree out of 74 million. That's $500 million per month. You do the math. 50 million times $10 per month is $500 million per month. That's $6 billion a year without a penny from corporations. That's $24 billion over the next 4 years. The most money ever raised by any politician or political party ever. That's enough to win a lot of elections. Next, we have to admit we can never win again without voter ID. That's why we lost the presidency in 2020. Every major country in the world has voter ID, except us. Even Mexico has voter ID with photo and thumbprint. Mail-in ballots didn't lose the election. Voter ID lost it. With strict voter ID, you can't cheat by mail or in person. It's all simple. To ensure fair elections and election integrity, we've got to demand proof of who is voting and ensure everyone only votes once. With Biden and Democrats in charge, we can't get it on the federal level. And we're never going to get it in deep blue states like New York and California, but we don't need it. We just have to get strict voter ID laws in place in six states that determine the 2020 election. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. And five of those six have Republican legislatures. What are you waiting for? Only Nevada's the outlier. Democrat Assembly, Democrat State Senate, Democrat Governor, we're screwed. But Pennsylvania, Republican Legislature, Georgia, Republican Legislature, Michigan, Republican Legislature, Wisconsin, Republican Legislature, Arizona, Republican Legislature. Strict voter ID with photo and thumbprint stops voter fraud. It stops mail-in fraud. It stops dead people from voting. It stops illegal aliens from voting. That's the simple game plan. Remake the GOP into the party of the people. Refuse corporate money. Raise record money from 74 million Trump voters and get strict voter ID in place in key battleground states. With this plan, even with all the damage Biden and the Democrats are doing to the country, we have a fighting chance to retake America in 2022 and 2024. My column that comes out on Sunday in newspapers around the country, the GOP needs a miracle to win elections in 2022 and 2024. Here it is. And it's not a miracle. It's simple common sense. That's the irony. It is simple common sense. And the one that, you know, I left out, because only, by the way, there's only room for certain things. You can't leave everything in. There's no room for everything. I'll write more columns in the future. I have 100 other ideas about voter ID and voter fraud, besides just simple voter ID. In other words, you can only vote. You can't have ballot harvesting. You can't have ballots counted after 8 o'clock on election night. You know, and you can't have people all get, you can't mail out ballots to every person in the world who's ever registered, not even knowing if they live at the address or if they're alive anymore. You limit it to people calling for a ballot. If you call in for a mail-in ballot, you can get one. But you don't get one mailed automatically, and you have to stop driver's licenses for illegals at DMVs offering automatic registration. That's got to stop. And you got to say English is the only language, not Spanish. Those are the things you got to do to win elections. But I ran out of room. And, of course, you got to deal with social media. But one way to deal with social media is Parler and Gab. If we can have social media for conservatives, then we can get the word out. But you got to have it. So here's that article, Time Magazine. Trump was right. There was a conspiracy. Well-funded cabal, powerful people changing laws, steering media and controlling the flow of information. Those are key words that came out of this Time magazine article. Time magazine published intricate details of what they deem, quote, a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes. One that both curtailed the protests and coordinated the resistance from CEOs. Both surprises were the result of an alliance between left-wing activists and business titans. The article confirms both the Pulse's, the National Pulse's reporting on former Obama lawyer, it's always Obama, Ian Bassin, as well as Revolver.News' assertion of the involvement of Norm Eisen in what amounted to a major admission of a globalist setup to leverage coronavirus, mail-in voting, and corporate interests to oust President Trump from office. If that doesn't sound like an admission of voter fraud, I don't know what is. It's a 6,500-word article, huge. Author Molly Ball, and I know her, she used to be a Las Vegas journalist. She is so liberal. She lays it all out how it happened. The handshake between business and labor, which is one component of a vast cross-partisan campaign to protect the election, an extraordinary shadow effort. Their work touched every aspect of the election. They got states to change voting systems and laws and helped secure hundreds of millions in public and private financing. Okay? They're talking about a shadow campaign. Time magazine is as left-wing as you get. And they talk about a shadow campaign desperate to stop a Trump victory. Time alleges campaigners successfully pressured social media companies to take a harder line against disinformation and use data-driven strategies to fight viral smears. They call it a color revolution against President Trump. Participants like Eisen and Bassin now want the secret history of the election told, even though it sounds like a conspiracy and a cabal. A well-funded cabal of powerful people ranging across industries and ideologies, working together behind the scenes to influence perceptions, change rules and laws, steer media coverage, and control the flow of information. Oh my God! You admit you stole the election! Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, Check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Raw and unfiltered.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Shuffling through papers, man. I got so many papers and so many notes and so many things going on. Hard to keep up with them all, but my podcast is really what I want you to keep up with every day of the week. Now, we started out back in November. I think the first week in November, no, it must have been October. Actually, we must have started in October before the election. We started with my podcast, War Raw. And so October, November, December, January, now we're into February. This is the fifth month. So we've done about somewhere between 15 and 20 of these as a weekly podcast. Every Friday I would record one, and it would be a top 10 list of the most important stories of the week for conservatives. I played Casey Kasem, and I did my top 10. You know, Casey used to have the top 100 or top 50, top 40. I don't know what the hell it was. Top 40, probably. Casey Kasem, top 40. And so I do the top 10 every single weekend, and it's called War Raw. But I also do one every day now. We segued into an everyday podcast. Now, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday podcast, and then on Friday I record, Friday morning I record a top 10 best news stories of the week. And I think it's really good, and I think you'll really love it and the daily podcast as well, War Raw. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast, my top 10 now. And, of course, you'll have a daily one up later today as well. Available anywhere you download a podcast at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, all of them. The Apple Store, they all have them. So I started out the show by reading in my commentary about how we can save the country. Still, as Republicans, we don't have to lose, but the odds are against us. Remember when I said the odds were against Trump overturning the election? I turned out to be right. I said, I'm praying I'm wrong, and if there's anyone who could do it, it's Trump. He's the one man in the world that could overturn an election based on fraud, but man, it's an uphill battle, and I just don't believe all the nonsense that people are sending out. It's going to happen now, it's going to happen now, it's going to happen now. And then it never happened. I was right. And now they're sending out stuff. It's going to happen on March 4th. Oh, on March 4th, the world's going to change. On March 4th, the military's taking over America. Again, I hope it happens. I hope we know that the election was stolen, and they know the election was stolen, and I hope we overturn the election on November 4th. I don't think it's going to happen. I think this is all a pipe dream. I think everybody is snowing you, and it's not going to happen, and Biden's the president. It's horrible. It's the end of America with Biden as the president. He's going to ruin this country. He's opening the borders. He's legalizing everyone. He's destroying every middle-class job, every energy job. It is a nightmare, and he's bought and sold and paid for and owned by China. You know, he's a pet dog. That's what he is. There's like a collar around his balls. He's a pet dog, and President Xi of China walks him every day, tells him what to say and what to do. It's a joke. Remember that movie, Wag the Dog? This one is Biden is the dog. He's China's pet. And everything he does destroys America and helps China. So it's very, very, very bad. Very, very, very bad. And it doesn't look good. But there's still a chance we can win in the future. And the way we win in the future is in my column. It's very clear. You need money from the people, $10 a month from every Trump voter. But they're not going to give you that money unless you tell them we are the party of the people, screw the corporations. And let the corporations all go for the Democrats, because they're all doing it anyway. They're all going for the Democrats anyway. You know, Walmart's not Republican anymore. They're Democrat. They all supported Obamacare. They all support Democrat causes. They all support illegal aliens. Walmart complained when food stamps were cut a few years back. They said, our whole audience uses food stamps. You've got to keep food stamps high. You don't want to cut people off food stamps, really. That's what it's come down to. That your shoppers use food stamps, don't cut food stamps. Wow, Walmart's not Republican, Costco's Democrat, they're all Democrat. Amazon's big-time Democrat. I mean, hey, listen, if you cut them all out, you'd have nowhere to shop anymore. Couldn't even get food. They're all Democrats, so stop taking their money. And we put up the money, a lousy $10 a month. You know, guys like me will give $100 a month, some will give $1,000 a month. Some will still give $10,000 and $20,000. But I'll tell you what, all you need is 10 a month for 50 million Trump voters, and you got all the money in the world. That's number one. Number two is voter ID. And number three, you have to admit this election was stolen. Stop denying it was stolen. Okay, Gateway Pundit today released the video. Go to Gateway Pundit. They released the video of the place where the votes were counted in Detroit that determined the Michigan state election, TCF Center, that really tilted the whole election to Biden. Michigan was stolen, clearly. And the TCF Center fraud is on camera. They got the videos of the trucks with the city clerk on the outside, Detroit city clerk's name on the outside, and phone number on the outside. It's unbelievable. And they're dropping off 50 boxes of ballots, each one with thousands in it. That's how they stole the election. And it happened twice. So it's probably 200,000 plus ballots, maybe 300,000 plus. And the white van was escorted by a black sports car for both deliveries. And the white van was allowed through an electronic gate to enter the TCF complex. The video is proof of the fraud in Detroit. Total proof. One came at 3 in the morning. The other came, I think, at 11 o'clock at night. Both after you're allowed to accept ballots.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on which loans are terminated. Voice and fees may apply. Offer cost information and conditions. See deposit letter. License in all 50 states. Analyst computer access. Federal number 33.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's unemployment rate dropped slightly in January. The Labor Department says the jobless rate fell 0.4% to 6.3% for the month. The economy adding 49,000 jobs, slightly fewer than expected. as far as what the Dems' coronavirus relief package will do to the economy. Stephen Moore is a FreedomWorks senior economic contributor. He says,
the economy is so well teed up right now for just an explosive growth in 2021. You know, now we have the lowest unemployment rate of virtually the entire industrial world, much lower than Europe does. You know, where they're at about 10%. And actually, the unemployment problem, Bill, to the extent it still really exists, is in states like California, New York.
More speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show, VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 35 years, Kip Herridge was operating at the top of Wall Street and the financial industry, raising hundreds of millions of dollars for his companies. And he left Wall Street in 2003 when he realized Wall Street is only for the big guys, does nothing for the little guys. They couldn't care less if the little guys win or lose. Actually, they hope you lose. Kip founded VRA's Daily Investment and Economic Newsletter to fight for the little guys. VRA investing system is unlike anything you've ever seen, and his top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for 18 going on 19 years. I've seen his incredible results firsthand. Each and every day they tell you what's happening in the economy and the stock markets, and man, is he good. Today he had this great article about millennials and a lot of information I just never knew, that the whole GameStop thing and the AMC thing and the silver thing, all that battle that's going on in Wall Street is because millennials like to bet on stocks. They skipped over a whole generation, and now millennials are big stock players. And he thinks that means for the next 20 years, stocks are going to fly. And you need to know which stocks are going to fly. So check out what Kip has to say, because he's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks to all of you, my fans. If you're a Wayne Root fan or listener, go to VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com, and claim your 2 weeks free, courtesy of Wayne Allyn Root. We've got our guest here, Sam Sorbo. She is a filmmaker, actress, talk radio host, wife of Kevin Sorbo, the famous actor, and great friend of mine, author of the new Amazon number one bestseller, Words for Warriors, Fight Back Against Crazy Socialists and the Toxic Liberal Left. Hey, Sam, how are you?
It's so great to be here with you. I've missed you.
Well, I missed you, too, and I just can't believe that we're both here in Joe Biden's America. Aren't you in shock? I'm depressed and in shock, and I'm never depressed. I'm the most positive guy in the world, and I'm still positive, but there's a deep, like, thin layer of depression underhanging my life right now that I've never felt in my life, because I can't believe what just happened, how they stole the election.
How they stole the election. I tend to agree with you, but here's the light in the tunnel. The P is silence. It's President Biden.
Well, I always say that you ought to have a sign around his neck saying, if I get lost, return me to my mommy, Jill Biden, and yeah, a little phone number at the White House, because he might get lost walking around. He doesn't know where he is anymore. The man has dementia. It's clear.
Sad.
He's a puppet.
Yeah,
here's the headline of my next column. I'm going to be writing it over the weekend. It's time for Republicans to stop talking about a stolen election and finally admit the new president is ... Barack Obama. It's not Biden. Biden's not the president. Obama's the president. Biden's a puppet.
You can include in that the video that I've seen circulating now of Obama saying that he sort of dreams of somebody taking the White House where he could actually just put an earpiece in the guy's head and just sort of speak through him. Literally, that's Obama speaking that. And we know that Biden works with an earpiece. We know this. Like, it's so... Anyway. here's the hope. Here's the hope, Wayne. The hope is that he will overstep enough to wake enough people up. And there is a hashtag trending now of regretting voting for Biden. I can't remember what it's called because I didn't vote for Biden. But it's sort of, you know, buyer's remorse.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, Sam, I don't believe for a second 81 million people voted for Biden. I think maybe 60 million voted for Biden, and I would guess Trump got not 74, but 81 million votes. He probably got the number Biden got, and they literally switched, stole, deleted Trump votes, stuffed the ballot box, had postal trucks carrying ballots from Long Island, New York to Pennsylvania and Michigan. There were 1,000 ways they cheated and stole the election, but all I can tell you is that I don't think that many people voted for Biden. I think he got a weak vote. I mean, he showed up in Vegas a week before the election, and there were 8 people in a Latino neighborhood.
I know.
8 people. Nobody liked this guy.
I watched it. And I also watched, but here's the thing. They ought to be embarrassed that they are proclaiming that an old white guy who didn't campaign got more votes than the first black president.
Right.
That,
it's racist.
That should be.
It's racist.
It's racist. It's terribly racist.
It is.
We should actually hang that around the Democrat Party's neck and make them pay for that. Because how dare they denigrate the memory of Barack Obama in such a way, right?
Right. Well, last thing I'll say, and then I'm going to, it's all about your book, but the last thing I want to say is, but does any of it matter if they cheated and rigged and stole and got away with it? Now they think they'll always do that. If they're always going to be able to cheat and rig and steal, does it even matter what we do or what we say anymore?
Well, it doesn't. It matters if they can't get away with it. If we allow this to stand, if we allow them to have gotten away with this, then there will be consequences. What we really need to have happen is what happened in Florida after the hanging Chad fiasco. And the governor of Florida stepped in and said, I think it was DeSantis. First thing he did when he stepped into office was say, okay, we need to revamp our elections in this state and our vote tallying system so that this never happens again. And if you notice, for this most recent election, Florida's results were in by 11 o'clock that night without
right.
a single issue.
Right.
But Georgia, not so much. Pennsylvania, not so much.
Right.
So those states, if you know, and states with conservative governors now,
right.
they really need to get their voting practices, up to par.
I'm with
you.
The other
problem that we have is that the states challenged, Texas challenged the results, and the Supreme Court refused to hear it. What ought to have happened is that the conservative governors should have challenged the other states' results. The Supreme Court would then have no basis on which to rule because they already recused themselves from ruling, and it would have gone back to the state, and that would have been a way that we would have had something a little bit more fair. But what we have right now is we have a proxy president who's sitting in for Barack Obama and the Democrats, the Democratic machine, and unfortunately, it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. But the hope is, you know, England. Britain was the poor man of Europe before Maggie Thatcher stepped in. And when she stepped in, the unions were running everything. The liberals were controlling everything. The socialists were in power. And she got in and she broke their backs. And then we saw a resurgence in England. We also saw, and it's another great parallel, they elected Winston Churchill to win the war. He did. They booted him to the curb.
And then he came
back.
And then
they reelected him.
Right.
So,
but
there is a difference.
There is a difference, though. They have voter ID in every major country in the world, including England and France. And in France, you can only vote in French. And in Mexico, you can only vote in Spanish. In America, you can vote in 100 languages, and you have no voter ID. No one has any idea who's voting. All those things make a difference. In other words, I'm with you. Margaret Thatcher was the greatest turnaround ever, and Reagan was the greatest turnaround ever. The world is different than 40 years ago when those two things happened. Today, our nation is filled with foreigners. It wasn't then. There's more foreigners than ever in the history of the world in America now, and Biden's going to open the borders and legalize everyone that's already here. So the situation is a lot more grave than it was then. But I still think we can win as long as you and I agree here. You take the six states that determine the election, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada, and you get their legislatures and their people, maybe it's a citizen initiative, but you make sure that you get voter ID and you tighten the ballot laws and you tighten the mail-in ballots and you get rid of voter harvesting and you vote in English only. It's a state-by-state thing. It can't be done on the federal level. You got to do it in those six states. Trump would have won in a landslide if those six were flipped, and I believe he won all six, and that was the problem right there. So there's still hope.
He did win in a landslide. You know where it goes off the rails is because we're teaching people in our schools, we're teaching young people to hate the United States, and that
right.
has to stop. And
right.
parents, you must stop sending your children into those indoctrination zones to be indoctrinated against your values, your beliefs, and your country, and that has to stop. We need to break the backs of the schools. By the way, I never go after teachers. I love teachers. I think they're, struggling to work inside a corrupted and perverted system. What we do to our kids in our schools is nothing short of child abuse. You're a homeschooler. I'm a homeschooler. I'm an advocate. People can go to samsorbo.com for more information. I will walk you through it. It is not rocket science. It's just guiding your children into a love of learning that will last a lifetime. It is easier than you think, so much easier than you think. And frankly, it's a lot more rewarding than you ever dreamed. And we need a revolution in the way we think about education, the way we approach education in this nation. And that brings me to my book, because what the left is doing right now is they are very busy redefining our words and disarming us and using our words as weapons against us. And the ultimate goal with all of that is to devalue language to such a degree that they can control the narrative. And what do we have that prevents war? What do we have that is our bulwark against violence? The only thing we have is our words, our arguments, our debates, diplomacy, right? That's words. If we allow them to take away the words, that's fomenting violence, which, of course, is what the left wants. They love violence. That's all they dream about. They're liberal fascists.
Hey, Sam, give me 1 second. The music's on, but I'll keep you for another segment, right? Stay over for a few minutes.
Sure.
We'll come right back. We'll talk about her book, Words for Warriors. I want to tell you my three favorite words or sayings, and I want you to tell me whether I'm right and how the liberals use those words in a misleading way. When we get back, Sam Sorbo's book's called Words for Warriors, Fight Back Against Crazy Socialists and the Toxic Liberal Left. Sam Sorbo's a filmmaker, actress, talk radio host, wife of Kevin Sorbo, famous actor. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, the root's on fire. We'll be right back. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off freedomhealthalliance.com.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. We've got Sam Sorbo with us for part two. Filmmaker, actress, talk radio host, wife of Kevin Sorbo, another friend of mine. Love this couple. Author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Words for Warriors, Fight Back Against Crazy Socialists and the Toxic Liberal Left. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So I've got a few phrases that I listed knowing you were coming on the show, and I wanted to see if they're part of your book and part of your glossary. My favorite liberal saying that's just total, you know, bull spit is social justice. Do you have that in there, I hope?
Of course.
I mean, all social justice means is a way to say I hate white people. You know, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. It doesn't mean anything. It means nothing. Social justice. It means communism, socialism, Marxism. It means Black Lives Matter says Marxism and all white people are bad and all white cops are bad. I mean, that's social justice to me. It's just total nonsense. And the other one is voter suppression. Voter suppression. Whenever they say Republicans want voter suppression, it means we don't want to allow voter fraud and dead people voting and illegal aliens voting and people voting 12 times in Democrat neighborhoods. That's what voter suppression really means.
Exactly. It's, you know, they come up with these, they redefine terms, they change the meanings of terms. The big one for me is fascism. Because they somehow have made us believe that fascism is sort of a right-wing thing and that there are right-wing extremists that are violent and controlling and all of the attributes of the left-wing extremists as if somehow the whole spectrum goes around in a circle. And so when you get too far on the right, you're actually left-wing. Nothing could be further from the truth. The way that it happened, actually, was that the Nazis were the National Socialists. And after the war, because the communists had helped us defeat the Nazis, we allowed the communists to sit in judgment of the socialists and the Nazis, the fascists, right? And so the left said, hey, because the commies are the good guys here, let's pin the fascism sort of label on the right wing. And let's say that socialism isn't the bad part of the Nazi thing. It's the nationalism part, which is absurd. It was always the socialism part. The fascists, the socialists, the communists, their graphics are the same. Their colors are the same, red and black. Their violence is the same. The tactics are the same. And so I've taken to calling the liberals liberal fascists, because that's what they are. If you support, denigration of language, if you believe in political correctness, which is nothing but fascism of words, then you are a fascist. You're a liberal fascist. And I really want people to start saying liberal fascism, because that's what we're fighting against right now. And if we allow them to win, then we allow the lies to win, to prevail over the truth. Why do you suppose the left is constantly screaming about tolerance? Because the truth is the most intolerant thing, and the left is full of lies. That's why they have to force us to tolerate things, because it's a lie.
Right. Well, let's talk about a few of the other words you've got here that are interesting, all of which are lies, right? Antifa. What is Antifa all about?
So Antifa, they name themselves anti-fascist. This is a typical tactic of the left. And they are, honestly, they're the best fascists ever. They're so fascist. Because if you don't believe with them, and we saw it in the riots, right? The riots over the summer, during COVID, during this so-called pandemic, where nobody was allowed out of their houses. But if you went out to riot and protest, that was given a pass by the leftist, liberal, fascist media. Now, fast forward to January, and some people got a little bit out of hand in the Capitol building. Well, that's soundly denounced, because that was something that was, I denounced it too. I thought that was also bad. But I would like to see some of the people who were soundly denouncing that behavior go back in time, and I'd like to hear them denounce BLM and the Antifa crowd back in the summer, right? And
right.
Not support them and not encourage them to destroy small businesses, to destroy people's livelihoods, to destroy whole communities. How dare they? The left loves violence. If you can see it in their actions, don't believe their words, because they're very busy. They will say everything or anything, basically, to make you believe something, but they don't believe it themselves.
Last thing, I see you've got a trending word, a new hot trending word called COVID idiot. What does that mean, COVID idiot?
No, it's one word. It's COVID idiot.
COVID idiot. Okay. It looks like COVID idiot. COVID idiot.
COVID idiot. And it's people who were so stuck on the whole COVID thing that they're acting like idiots. Thing that sort of bugged me is that nobody asked any questions. We had Anthony Fauci, who arguably is a medical professional, right? Giving us advice about the economy. How dare he?
Well, his medical advice stunk too.
Nobody asked any questions.
His medical advice was horrible. He was the first guy to say, no, nobody has to wear a mask. And then a few weeks later, oh, we have to wear a mask. And then he wasn't wearing a mask. Right.
You have to wear two.
Crazy. Sam Sorbo, we got to run. Filmmaker, actress, talk radio host, wife of my buddy Kevin Sorbo, author of number one Amazon bestseller, Words for Warriors, Fight Back Against Crazy Socialists and the Toxic Liberal Left. Sam, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
The Warrior, she writes Words for Warriors, see? The book is for me. Thank you, Sam. We'll be right back. Way down the road.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne Root,